Hello, people listening to this audio boo. I'm here with Danny Deegan. Say hello, Danny.
Hello.
And I'm here with Miles Crawford. Say hello, Miles.
Hello.
We've just done a joke club show in a pub that I walked into and thought, oh my God, this is a frigging pub. But it turned out to be a really nice gig. Danny was doing the open spot. He's come down from Manchester, would you believe? You got him a room, though, did you, Miles?
I did, yeah. We're in Sheerness, so that's a long drive.
Yeah, that's right.
Long drive,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is a long drive, yeah. So you do all the clubs up north, do you, Danny?
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah. See, no. Yeah, I don't want to say everything.
No.
But I do the main. If a club's worth doing, yeah, up north, yeah, I do it.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're down here doing open spots, if you please, after 9 years. You should just be in with these clubs, you know. Just get yourself down here and get the word out. You're absolutely fantastic. You had a brilliant set tonight.
Great set.
Really good.
Before you say talk, I will go so far as to say it's been our best open spot or new act.
Yeah. But he's only new for the south of England, though.
That's right.
A bloke at the bar said second best.
In his eyes.
Yeah.
In his eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Second.
I'm 27 years in the business. He's...
Oh, right. I think 27 years in the business.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
I think I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I don't know why. I don't know why you're not doing more clubs down south. Have you only just started venturing down south?
I am. It was just this year. I set myself the goal this year, and just said to myself, I want to do 60 gigs that are south of Birmingham. Because I looked at me down in the past, and the last sort of 3 or 4 years, I've been doing like 2 or 3 a year, and the thing. And I've got, what month are we in April?
We are in April.
Yeah, we are.
Quite a long way into April. And I've done about 50. Tonight was the 18th.
Right.
And my aim was to just do 60. Right. In places that I'd never been
to. So you're on track then.
Yeah, I'm meeting my targets.
Yeah. Well, long may it last, because it a really, really good set tonight.
Great set.
10 minutes of absolutely pure loveliness.
Yeah.
And good sets from you. Not any of your material.
Thank you very much.
You know, because have you compared here a lot?
I've compared most of them. There's a couple that I missed, got other guys in as you do, but I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy it. What I try and do is not have, you know, my safety blanket on me and just see where it goes.
Right.
It's one of those places where you can try new stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You know, we're in Sheerness. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it when you go to the bigger clubs. You have to just come out with your good stuff. And so,
a lot of ad-libbing. Seeing where it all goes.
A lot of playing off the audience. A lot of ideas that I've kind of written down the headlines for, and I kind of just throw it out there and see where it goes.
Right.
And then you then use that to write the actual material. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I think it can be tricky doing that, though, like in a pub situation. Because there was a guy walked in tonight, and I thought, oh, he doesn't know what's going on, really. You know, what if he doesn't, you know, and you were really ripping into him, and I thought, oh, this guy's going to get a drink and throw it at you.
Yeah, I only rip into the people that I know are regulars.
Oh, right.
So do it every month.
Because I got a drink thrown over me.
Yeah.
I was only being playful. I did that. I think I called him the C-word. But in a playful way. But anyway, he decided to throw a drink
over
me.
Okay, yeah.
So. I don't know where I was, but it was somewhere. It was one of those very rare gigs down south a few years ago where a girl spat wine in my face.
Oh, really?
Because I wasn't happy about it.
Spat the wine in your face.
Her boyfriend climbed on stage after her and pulled a knife out.
Joking.
Yeah, I can remember it. It was a gig with a guy called Barry Dodds, and it was a horrible gig. And as I'd walked on stage, the landlord had said, I'll get you the money. And do you know what I mean? You just have a go. If both of you have had a go, because Barry had been shouted down. And I said, all right, Barry, as soon as he's got the money, hold it up at the back and I'll just get off. And 35 minutes later, he held up the money, and then in the car on the way home, he told me that he'd been given it before I went on. With white wine just dripping off.
Yeah. Great gig.
All right, well, listen, guys, thank you ever so much for doing this audio brew. Say goodbye to whoever may be listening. Bye, whoever may be listening.
Bye, whoever may be listening.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.